just so happen I have a little list of that stuff. Well, we had some marl, we have a rock that we use to, water and sewer purposes, we have blocks, we have bricks that we build our basins, we have water and sewer pipe, we have all, you know, our big fittings, we have trailers that we pick up, our Thursday pickups and also our beach trailer. We have dump trucks, we have four garbage trucks, we have two dumpsters that we use as a transfer station for our Thursday pickups. That's the kind of stuff that we have back there. It's not a whole bunch of stuff. We've already thinned it out pretty good, and we have three big trailers back there that they're cargo or ship containers that we have back there. We've already emptied one of them out. We've used space in our public works facility there on 4th and H. We have two. The biggest concern with one of them is that's where we have our Christmas decorations, so they're piled in there pretty thick. But this area that I have diagrammed will give us plenty of room to put all that down and be able to use some of this foliage. If you see on the map, on the second, the blown up area, we have some foliage right there that we won't have to cut into too much, that we'll be able to use as a buffer for the garbage trucks. Also, we have sewer lines that's in there that we could use for washing, you know, build a wash down area right there, and that's convenient.
Have you got a fence or?
Well, we would need to fence it in.
How tall?
Probably 8 foot would probably be okay. High enough.
Are you going to put some gates in the Baptist?
I would put a gate on the entrance off of 7th Street and also off of I Avenue. That way the dumpsters can be pulled in one way and dropped off and pulled in. You know, it'd be easier to service that way. You know, we're looking at about 2,000 linear foot of fencing that we need to put up. We'd have to do some work on marling, putting marl down and cleaning up some of that area. So I'm thinking the cost from this project right here would be somewhere around $20,000 to $25,000. 15 of it just going for the fencing.
Mm-hmm. And so the reason 8 foot fence, saying I talked about, the issue is, you know, both for the Baptist church and then for the housing right there. 8 foot would keep people from looking down into it. I know that new house is a two-story, so that might be a little issue for them, but that minimizes the impact.
Well, they got the screening there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and so there's trees as well. Yeah. We would prefer Sunny Point to let us continue what we're doing, but it does not feel very positive from our conversations.
No.
And we're still not sure this... Until we see the survey lines, we're not positive this will actually work, but it's the best of a bad alternative. Sonny's issue is it's going to take him some time to do it. The issue with Sunny Point is, for the building that we do have, for them to renew our lease in December, we've got to show that we're out of there with all the stuff that they have flagged as an issue. And so he has a hard stop of probably the first week in December or maybe the last week in November, so we can tell them we're good, so they can renew the lease on the stuff that they're going to let us keep. Because we don't want that to happen. We have a building back there that still has a lot of stuff for us that we want to be able to keep. But their concern that was flagged with Carolina Beach, and then once they started looking around, it's all around Sunny Point, is they don't want any activity that gives the appearance that people are back there doing any type of work. And even though we tried to explain to them the garbage trucks were just stored there, they felt that was too much. And from their side, they had an inspection, and the way their blast arcs are, the inspectors basically said, if you don't fix this issue, we're going to limit how many ships you can have over here at the time. And the commander there, as well as the engineering representatives in Atlanta, said we can't limit that loading, that munitions point, because it's the biggest one left. So they're pretty steadfast in where they are. So that's kind of where we are. Kind of, the reason Sonny and I are bringing up council, one, we want to know what other questions you guys have and what kind of information we need to give to the citizens, because there are some homeowners impacted. Do we need a public hearing or something about this in October before we start doing all this stuff so we get everybody on page? And then Emily's great question about, is there a zoning issue we got to do as well?
If that's the case, then we're going to have to advertise. We're going to have a public hearing. We're going to have to do all. We're going to have to jump through the hoops to do it too. So
we need to find that out. Are there other questions we need to answer for council?
Well, I mean, first thing, we make sure that that's not in the blast zone too, right?
Right.
They're going to come and flag that. So.
Well, if it's our property, that's why we're getting the survey.
Right. That's then exactly right. Then we should go the rest of the way.
Well, the other issue is, okay, if you don't like that one, which of the other two do you like better, you know, as backup plans? Because neither one of them are really good. One's closing part of 6th Avenue, and then the other one's putting the garbage trucks right out here in front of Town Hall as people are coming in the back way of town, which I don't think is very palatable as well.
Yeah, my recommendation would be the 6th Avenue closure, part of 6th Avenue would be my best one would be that. And that would be turning the road back into maybe a single road right there. There's no houses on that side because of the buffer zone. We could fence it off and actually take some of that wooded area out on the west side, which is still out of the buffer zone, which would give us even more operating room right there.
Greg, you had a question.
Maybe this is a stupid question. Is there an opportunity to store our equipment where Caroline V stores theirs for a reasonable fee? Or is it too far away?
Well, I don't know if they figured out where they're storing all theirs yet either. They've got a temporary.
Well, I know it's down at the end of whatever name of that bridge, Tender Road or something.
It's old Down Road.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we should talk to them.
I mean, I'm sure they'd be glad to take some money from us. We could talk to them. It adds.
I go over stuff in that CVS. I was in there today.
I think it adds cost. It adds wasted manpower time. And then there's the issue of.
There's the issue of running the backhoes up and down that road, too.
Right.
Of
course, there's another. We're still going to have a lay down area.
Yeah.
And even if we gave up the services like the Thursday pickups or the garbage service, we're still going to have a lay down area for me to operate. So I've got to have stuff. So,
do you want a decision from us tonight, or you just want to make us aware of it?
Well, I think what we need to do is let me get them down here and flag this and make sure that it is. And number two, we need to be thinking about talking to the zoning administrator to make sure, or the town attorney. Probably better to talk to Andy right now. If it's not a permitted use, then we will have to go through the
notification
hearings and to add a permitted use to that area.
And right? Planning board.
To that zoning area here. So if we do that, I don't know what I used to know this, but I don't know what the timing is as far as notification and whatever.
When do they come in?
As soon as we can.
When do they come in the flag?
60 days.
When are they going to flag it?
That's a good question, too. Hopefully it'll be this week.
Okay.
September.
October, November, right, so we need to... look and see. Can you get with John this week and look and see? And then if it's not permitted, I recommend do we need P&Z to write that? Or can you and John take a stab at writing what you need to change it for? Or the attorney and you?
That's out of my...
Right.
Give me a call. I'll come down and I'll free sit down.
And then do we need to give you permission now so we can go ahead and say it's in 60 days and have a public hearing in October?
You have some additional steps for rezoning.
It wouldn't be you have to go through the whole rezoning process just to add a permitted use. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm somewhere in there, I'm not sure, but in the back of my mind, I recall we had an exemption for the town, and it was in the old ordinance book, and I don't know if we still have it or not.
Right, I know we have it for fences and stuff like that, but I don't know about...
So, I mean, what do we do to put the Public Works building where it is now? Because it's in the same zoning section as Seventh Avenue, right?
It was made sections in that somewhere along the way. This is why it came up, but that was such a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember, that was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, so if you look it up, we need to understand the timing, you need to communicate to the board, because we've got a hard stop in December that we've got to be able to answer to, right?
We'll just look into it and we'll proceed. We can't really accomplish anything, but we can get the ball rolling.
I mean, the good thing is there's only two adjacent property owners.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, as opposed to like 50.
Have you gotten quotes for that fence?
I haven't got quotes. We were going to put it up.
Oh, you're going to, okay, because I, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the same time if you get a contractor to put that.
We can get quotes too.
Do that too to help you out.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, if everything works out, you can get him in there where you're coming down tomorrow and stuff, and moving your stuff. But then.
So you guys want to take that this week, and then town attorney, can you let council know where we are on this, as far as the timing and what we have to do? Does that mean we should continue the meeting tonight so we can meet if we have to take action on that? Because I'm concerned. December's not that far away.
Yeah, it's not. In fact, this month's almost gone.
I know, that's what I'm concerned about.
Okay, we'll continue the meeting. I think it'd be a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
So when will you have the answer by?
When they stake off the... I mean, depends on the same point.
Yeah.
I think the zoning thing, we'll have that answer before we may have
it. I think first step we need to do is tomorrow morning we need to get in the zoning book to see if we do have a variance of some type for town buildings or whatever, or uses.
Tomorrow morning I have a meeting with a bunch of attorneys and we're going to be on long distance calls, trying to secure risk management participation. So.
Can you have an answer by Friday night? So that's, I'm asking, if you could have the answer by Friday night, if we continue the meeting at the end of this one to Friday afternoon, if we have to do something, will we know by then?
See, why not?
So, how's everybody's Friday late afternoon?
I will not be here. No, we don't need you here.
You might be able to operate without me.
Yeah. It's Friday afternoon sometime? Okay. So we just need to remember that if you write it in your esteem, so we'll continue the meeting instead of closing.
Okay.
Scott, you've been Chuck.
So council's consensus then is that you're gonna move forward with using the areas at 6th Avenue?
No.
Seventh Avenue.
If we have enough property there. But we're going to look at the zoning thing.
You want the attorney, the public works director, to look at the zoning and some point?
With John.
With John. Did you get that meeting?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we're going to continue this meeting?
Mm-hmm. They'll do that at the end of the
meeting. At the end of the meeting, we'll do it at the end. There's got to be a motion and all that. Right. Okay.
All right. So anyway, if we do the streetscape.
Oh. She put together some slides here that we'll look at.
Utility burial project, this is one of the projects that you put in your funding this fiscal year, 13-14, to bury the utilities on Hay Avenue east of Fort Fisher Boulevard, where this is where all the restaurants are, and on Atlantic Avenue between K and L, simply in front of the Oceanfront Park, that little house that's there, and the Seven Seas Motel. I don't know how to work the thing.
Well,
just sit in
there. Unplug the thing.
Just sit in
there. Oh, you know what? Hold on. That's not. That's
there we go.
Ooh, there we go.
Again, this was in your budget for fiscal year 13-14. $200,000 was budgeted. We expect to start the project in January and hopefully finish by February at the latest.
Well, that's not, not let me just fill in that real quickly. We'll start on January the 6th. It's when we plan to start doing the cutting, the tearing out, and the placement of the pipe, the conduit. It's just going to have to be a two-stage project. We have the tearing out and the placement of the conduit. They'll come in and put the lines down. We'll stub them out. We'll and then we'll have our electrician do the conversion on it on each one of the businesses. That's the first stage. The second stage is going to be the replacement of the sidewalks and is that all you got right there? You got some other stuff? That's it?
There's more, but I won't do it
to you. Okay. Go ahead.
I
want to see what you got.
I can put going backwards and forwards. We did.
Go ahead, son.
Well, let me use this, and then you can use the overhead, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, son.
Okay. She gave me that, sent that to me some time ago, and I wasn't able to open it up.
So that's my fault.
Thank God.
What you have on this is a good energy progress. It's the design that they have. What you need to pay attention to on that is everything in blue.
Yeah.
Is what we're going to have to ditch, and the town's going to ditch it. My man's going to ditch it. And put the they're going to give us the piping. We're going to put it in the conduit, and we'll have our electrical guy hook them up to the building. What you need to know is there's going to be three different conduits in there: 4 inch, two inches. There's some of those 2 inches going to turn into 1 inchers. So you look at the blue. It's quite a bit of ditching and cutting and whatever. We're going to be taking out approximately half of the sidewalk to start with, and that will be in this area here, closest to the curb and gutter. We'll be taking that out on both sides, and that's where the conduit's going to be running. We're going to be taking out section here, running back down here, section here, running to these two buildings right here. Conduit's going to come all the way back down here, all the way to the pier, back up to a light that's back there at the guard shack, and it'll come all the way back down to our new park. And right there, there'll be another small a transformer put. Mm-hmm. So on that page, that's pretty much what that's showing. Mm-hmm. Is what we're going to have to do. The on your map right here, this one's a little bit different. It just shows a little bit more. But on this one, it's just showing some ideas that we had about where to put maybe add some planter areas. We wanted those, we needed some of those so that we could put the lighting in instead of having to stub them up on the sidewalks. Some of the areas are already there for us to do this. And if you look right here, you have the placement of the transformers that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. It was taking up 2 parking spaces right here. Well, instead of this, we decided to go with a 208 system instead of 240. And doing that, we were able to do 1 transformer instead of 2, so we reduced it down to 1 parking space that we're going to lose there. Also showing a new sidewalk, maybe dressing up with some type of pavers to tie it into the existing park that we have, the new park. Maybe the coloration the same or whatever. It's also showing the planters that's showing. You can see that there's one. Oh, this is pretty close to what I've got drawn here. Mm-hmm. The only thing different on this one is it's showing a small planter in this area right here. Small planter right here coming out. Mm-hmm. And there would be that's where we're talking about putting the street light, mm-hmm. additional street light there instead of putting it right here.
Yeah,
would be two streetlights right here, across from each other. How many total downtown was there?
Nine. Where the green dots are. So there'll be three on each side, right. Two in the middle, and then one over by the pier.
Right. We want to put power down there in the planters. So if we have any events, I know we don't have ever have any events, but be able to do some power in there would be nice. We're talking about powering up the put some outlets on each one of the lights, but they just informed us that the lights we have, we can't do that. So we'll need to do something different. Yes, ma'am.
The one down here in the lower right-hand corner, mm-hmm. sort of almost in front right. of Button Joe's, are you taking two parking spaces?
We're taking the police department's parking space out right there.
And just theirs, and that's all, not one of the
public. We're taking that one out. We're taking one out there at the median for the transformers. And on this particular dialogue, I'm not taking anything out. This council's going to have to decide.
Well, no, on that one, it's just the police spot, and that's all, right? Not
right,
the
right, just
spot.
The police spot, and then okay. one parking spot right here at the end, at this turn, right here.
And
there's several reasons why
we slope that instead of point it so we won't run over the curb.
Well, that's just my drawing, yes. It could be sloped back. But a lot of times what happens is when you have a bigger truck or whatever part right here, people trying to make this turn, and if somebody is accidentally parked right here, it's like some of the drivers, they sometimes the smaller trucks come in and park right there, then you have a lot of backing up, stoppage, or whatever. All this will be irrigated, water will be there. We can run our water in the same hole, so that'll help on that.
This, just for information, down there where you go around the back to the end of the pier, mm-hmm. you said that pole you'll be leaving there?
The pole on the right-hand side, well, the west side all the way back will remain there because this having to feed back some of these motels over here. These motels right here, that's in the back over here, they're being fed by that pole.
So will there be a light on there for
security? I think there is already a light there.
Yeah.
Okay, and do we have that covered or anything for the turtles?
You know, I'm not sure.
Or a way to turn it off if we need to?
No, I'm not sure if it's, there is a light
on
there.
It's a regular street light.
It's a regular street light.
Yeah.
We can look at that.
Okay, thank you.
So Nancy, you had what you needed from council. What do you need from us?
Permission to move forward and remove the two parking. We're certain about that. Something with the energy that we only have to take one parking space at the end of the middle and at the other end is what we would like to do. And then put in the fence and sidewalk and
power fund money for the sidewalk, the street improvements, the striping, and the curb and guttering. If we're going to have to replace the sidewalk, might as well replace the curb and guttering. I mean, it's just going to make it look nice. And
why are you putting bricks in there?
Well, I don't have to.
Just a suggestion.
That was just a suggestion. Just to try to tie in.
I just haven't seen bricks anywhere else in town. Just wondering.
Well, pavers. You could use pavers like you have all of those 550,000 pavers down at the park. And all those little rocks in between them. Yeah.
Hey.
These would actually be cemented in.
Don't worry about parking. I see that, we got additional parking up the road here.
Oh, yeah, on the side?
Yeah, on the bike.
Yeah, we're going to mark those. Yeah. So when we strike that, we're just going to come and mark them.
We got additional parking. Don't worry about it.
But they're just not plain old red bricks stuck out there.
No. Okay. I would say try to tie that in with the same coloration that we have in pavers at the park. That would be my suggestion, but that's somebody's got more talent than me as far as what things look like. The cost situation on this, we're looking at $49.5. I think it's the number they gave us with this, with the upgrade of the 208s, it costs us, I think, $3,000 more than the 240, which I think is, you know, for $2,500 to save my parking space, and that's probably a pretty good deal. We're saving approximately, what, $25,000 to $30,000 for us to do the work, laying in the ditching and stuff. We're looking at approximately $15,000 for the electrician to do the tie-ins to the businesses. We haven't got a price from cable or from telephone people. That can't be a whole bunch of money. The bad thing about them is we're still going to have some pedestals. We're still going to have to work through some stuff with them. They're definitely look better in post, but I mean, the big old poles we have sticking up right there. So cost-wise on that, if we get, it's going to be somewhere around, probably total about $80,000 is what we're looking at right there. Then we have a the Powell Fund money. I talked to Arlen, what was it today? Yeah, it was today, I think. And he let me know that we had about $550,000 in the, no, I'm just kidding. He had approximately $220,000 in the Powell Fund right now. We should receive about $30,000 in October, and later on in January, another $30,000. So we're looking at about $280,000 before this starts. And we're looking at probably a total of somewhere around $80,000 to come out of Powell Fund for this work. It could be higher, a little bit lower, I don't know. Once we get some people in here and start getting some real solid pricing on that, I just kind of pulled these out of there. So
if this in the general fund budget, Arlen, it sounds like really well, right? One of the things when Sonny and I looked at this that I asked, and I'm sure you didn't have the answer yet because I only asked him a couple of days ago, was on the west side, the two poles on K Avenue, the one right by the store, the run right by Big Daddy's, if they could go underground and go back one pole north and south, because then that opens the whole intersection. Now there's no wires overhead in that intersection at all.
After our conversation, I remember what he said. Is this pole right here, Dave, is the one we were looking at. This pole right here is the one we're going to have to leave. You know, we were discussing that.
Did they say one?
Yeah, because it was holding up two of the poles back that way.
Okay.
Yeah, so
it's all about tension going out west. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's too bad.
Yeah.
But if they went back twice, they might could ground stay it.
Well, we asked that question too. So we can talk to them again about that and see what.
Just ask them. I mean, it would really be nice enough the whole intersection. I mean, if it's a lot of money, I don't think it's worth it. But I'm sure that both the store and Big Daddy's would appreciate if we're beautifying, you know, the central place. Big Daddy's outdoor tiki bar would probably really appreciate not having the wires right there when across the street they're all gone, right? And I think then when you come into the central intersection of the town, there's no overhead wires anywhere. You just have the stoplight. I mean, I don't know how much it's worth, but it's at least we should ask the question.
Not all of this is going to be covered by that.
Oh, no. Yes. He said $80,000 out of the general fund and $80,000 out of the Powell is what I thought I heard, Sonny, if I got it right.
On K, it will, on K and L. But if we go across the state road, and that puts it in
the not the actual payments to the utility company.
No, right.
Yes.
Redoing the sidewalk.
Right. Yeah, the utility part with Duke, Bell South, and Cable. And then also the electrical work that's going to be done there will all have to be
general fund. That's right. Yeah.
And there we talk about getting fine. You know, again, it'll depend on what the amount really is, whether we decide to get financing for it or not.
Yeah, I understand. And you can do it as a part two. I'd just like to know the cost.
Right.
I think we should consider it when you're going to turn everything off anyway. Do as much as you're going to want to do, right? Instead of turning them off twice, because then you got to coordinate it all again.
Now, when you say coordinate, that brings up another thing about how we're going to coordinate all this stuff with businesses open, you know, doing it in two phases. The first phase is not going to bother me as much as the second phase of getting the rest of the sidewalks tore up, you know, the curbing tore up, replaced, the street resurfaced and everything restriped and you know, all our little planters being poured out and all. That right there has got me more concerned time-wise because we're going to have to do it a little bit later. We're going to have to look maybe in March to do some of this, unless we can find somebody that can, you know, put some heaters on this concrete to get it for. So that's something we'll work on, and we'll try to narrow down and work with the business owners and do what we have to do to get it done as soon as possible, as quickly as possible, and without as much disturbing them as possible.
Do you need a motion from us to do?
Well, so do we want a public hearing on this before we approve? I know it's not required, but I mean, it's a pretty big impact, right? I know you talked to the business owners, so they at least know.
Well, we have two business owners down in this area.
Right.
We talked to one of them, and the other one is the little Shark Shack guy. And
he's closed during the first
time.
Have
you talked to them yet? Somebody's discussed
it. Yeah, the business owners are all very much in favor of this.
Okay.
They like the idea.
If they have any problems, you know, come to October, but otherwise.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No one's going to know except for the four citizens, or two citizens and one person running for office, and then town employees, so really, Yeah, I'm fine. Can you put it in the communication that we're investigating doing it downtown? And maybe put a picture up on our website?
Put it on the web, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the rough sketch, and we're working with it, just so people know.
Okay, so do we need a motion to close the two parking spaces?
Well, do you want a public hearing before that? I mean, you know what the issue is going to be. If anything, it's going to be the parking spaces.
The only people that are going to complain about that are business owners.
Well, I mean, really, we're not. If we take the one away from the police department, you're not supposed to be parking in there anyway. And we've got to take one away to put the transformer in. So we're only looking at one.
And
we saved that one by going with the 208, so we're really back even.
No, you're looking at two in the middle if you take the one out of that end.
Two in the middle?
Yeah.
One at each end of the center parking.
Yeah, what I was saying is we were originally going to have to take both of those anyway.
We're going to take three.
Yeah, originally we were going to take three in the middle. That's right.
So you think Nancy citizens will care about that?
I mean,
if the business owners don't.
I think the citizens will be standing.
Yeah,
that's what I think, too. I'm okay if we don't have one. I was just asking the question to council. I'm okay either way.
I don't see any.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you need from us to make a motion to close two parking spaces so you can proceed with this project plan? Do we need any budget motions, Arlen? Okay, make a motion to close two parking spaces per this plan to execute in quarter one of 2014 to beautify downtown.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
We will be getting an agreement written up by Duke Power, and we'll have to have somebody sign that, so I guess it'll be the mayor or whatever.
Duke Energy.
Yeah, that's an agreement with them.
Yeah.
And if we do need financing, we'll need a resolution.
The next meeting?
Before
we commit money, right?
Uh-oh, here comes Nancy again.
That
is Sonny?
That's the Hawkins.
Great job, Sonny. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Discussion and consideration of all the business.
You need to do it. You've got number five.
Oh,
you move it. Number five.
There's the pole right there.
It's wiring. I guess we can do that.
It doesn't have a light there.
It's got a street light on it, at least.
Wiring something about doing the wiring down there. I'm not sure what project, I guess he just covered it up here on there. That was it. That's what we just started off with.
People heard him now, right? All right, lack of quorum on the marketing committee, Ms. Avery.
I don't have anything to report. You tabled this from the last meeting. You don't have a quorum currently on the marketing committee.
David, did you talk to anybody?
No. So is this quorum, what's the TDA require of us? I know you gave us a copy of it, and I read it earlier today on some of the stuff you gave us. Didn't you give us something on that, Nancy, in our packets about?
Yes, as part of the TDA.
Oh, was that for our meeting this morning?
Yeah. Spending of the ROT funds, we're supposed to have representation with the Convention and Visitors Bureau as to how our portion of that ROT money is spent, and that's what the committee does. They maybe sit in on meetings with the Convention Bureau as to what target markets they're doing, where they're advertising, how they're advertising.
There it is.
How they're representing Curie Beach along with Wilmington and the other beach towns. So if they don't have that input, then they're not meeting their requirements.
How many
people
request?
Is it request a committee or does it request representation down there?
I mean,
does it request a committee? Could it be a person?
It's up to, I think it's just representation.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. That's what I was asking. What exactly is the requirement? Because we definitely are going to meet the requirement. We're not going to let the money go back to the county.
And when does that start? I understood our last meeting that didn't really start until about December.
When did what start?
Working with the TDA.
That's ongoing.
I mean the big thing that they do every year where they do their big plan and everything.
They've already done it.
We talked about in the last meeting that, you know, it wasn't absolutely necessary until November or December.
They just presented the meeting at a meeting that they had at the county commissioner's office.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking
about. Their November fall marketing campaign results presented. January, they start strategic planning again. Right. April, they present a marketing plan, budget recommendations. And then June, they would present to town council what their plan is and for fiscal year 14-15. So they're in a little bit of a lull right now with what they're doing. One thing that Sean Braden did ask me, who's the representative, from the convention center, with the visitors bureau, if they had to meet every month, they would prefer to meet every other month. And I said, that's really a recommendation that you need to make. I mean, the committee exists to serve on this board, so if the board's not meeting every month.
And how many committee members are still left?
Three.
Okay.
And so that was my question.
Seven membership.
So did we set the seven or did the TVB? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
We set the seven.
So they don't have a minimum size. We set it when we initially created the committee, right?
That's correct.
So we've advertised.
We've had a committee since 2003.
Right. And so we've advertised and no one's interested.
Right.
Right.
I have the possibility of a member.
Okay. And so we can either change the committee size. I mean, we're definitely not going to disband this committee because it's required by the TDA. So we're going to have one. We can change the size.
To five.
We can
change it to five.
Draw lots to have commissioners go on there so we have enough people we can, you know, volunteer some of our citizens that came tonight.
Well, the commissioners are supposed to be advisors, sir. They're not.
You're on a different board. I mean, you have the mayor on the
TDA. Yeah.
Yeah, but a commissioner could be on there.
Else on our marketing.
But commissioner's here.
Yeah, a commissioner could be on there. I'm not proposing that. I'm just saying those are our options. We've got to figure out which one we want. So, I mean, if we reduced it to five, we would have a quorum with three, right?
Yes.
So it's just less. So if we, all we'd have to do is change the committee size to five, and then we have a quorum until we can fill it, if we wanted to do that, right?
Yes.
I'm not saying that's the right answer.
We have all three at every meeting.
Right. Okay. If we reduce it to four, right? If we reduce it to four, then if one of them was missing, they'd still be okay. To half, right?
No, I think you probably have.
They might have a tie.
Okay.
I think five would be.
I'm not proposing that. I want us to make sure we understand what options we have, right? So disbanding is not an option. Boom. Okay, we can either find some people, however we want to do that, we can reduce the committee size. But we need to have a quorum by December to stay in step with what the county needs us to do.
We need to vote on another 2 new members in December to be on the board.
Yeah.
Is that the right timing?
Yes. They didn't have a meeting in August because we didn't have a quorum. They're supposed to have a meeting next week, and I already told them that I don't know if that's a quorum.
Well, so if we reduce it to 5, the 3 of them can meet.
Right.
So, right.
Let's do it.
Make a motion to reduce the size of the Marketing Committee to 5 people and direct all 3 of them to go to the meeting next week.
Second.
All in favor, seeing them by saying aye.
Aye.
If we get people that are interested, we can raise the size back up. Is there any controls on that? There's not, right?
No, it's your committee. I think legislation is just that. They can't spend the funds if they don't have some sort of representation from the town.
Right. That's right. Now, the second issue is, do at least one of these 3 live in Cary Beach, right? I'm looking at the list, and one's in Carolina Beach, and it looks like one's in Wilmington.
Yep.
And so one's in Fort Cary.
The representation has been business-related individuals, but the town has always required them to be residents, which makes it even harder because a lot of our business owners are not residents. Christine Avery represents the Air Force Base.
Right. And Robin was from?
From the aquarium.
Right. And then James is a private citizen, right? He's not a business owner. Right? So in the guidance, though, that there's supposed to be a business owner on it, or is that just on the TDA directly?
That's the preference.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of the marketing aspect of
it. Yeah, okay. Well, that's different thoughts.
And David, with that, since you brought that up, I'd be more concerned about it being a business owner or manager more so than a local resident.
Well, I mean, we got to get them to volunteer, right? I mean, that's the issue. If they would volunteer and came here tonight, we'd probably appointed them to the marketing committee, right?
No matter where they did, right?
I think we talked about it, right? Instead of just having 3 people.
Thank you.
You have to make an exemption for
right.
Your committee policy.
Yeah. Does that answer the short-term issue? Long-term, we still need to be beating the bushes for someone to be on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Request for retired employee for reimbursement. Avery.
Just stand up, right?
Again, this is tabled from last session. I have a memo in your agenda packet with a little more explanation and a recommendation.
Andy, if we do this as a one-time thing, it doesn't commit us to the future, right?
Yeah.
Arlen, where would you recommend we bring this if we do it? Where would we pay for the contingency fund?
They'll have to look where. I split it between the general fund and the board. So
because of where you work, the public works, right? Okay.
So that makes the impact a little less on these funds. So I would probably have to look. I'm sure I can come up with some.
Right.
Somewhere to fund that from.
Any other thoughts since last month? From you guys?
Really? No? You want to make a motion? Or
yeah,
you make
I'll
motion?
Make a motion. We pay the $4,753 to Mr. Klontz for to reimburse him as a one-time payment because of a town error in the LTD policy.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Now you can sit down.
Thank you for bringing it up, Nancy.
That'll be the layout. Native plants in Cary Beach.
I talked to Sonny about this, and he said as far as he knows, it's not an issue for him. I would like to go on and set that as a policy with an understanding or something added to the policy that if a department head has a problem or issue with that, they come to town council and we can revisit it. But otherwise, you know, and that was Sonny's suggestion, that if something were to come up where he would need something specifically, he would like to have the opportunity to come to council and have it changed, but he doesn't want to have to come to council every single time he plants something. So I'd like to just have the policy that, you know, in common, in town property, we do native plants unless there is a question from a particular department, which would be considered by
council. The only thing that I'm concerned about is like those knockout roses. I mean, the deers aren't bothering them.
Yeah.
On the front. And they're not native.
No, they aren't.
But, I'd like those still to be put in.
Well, you know, like I said, the department head can always come to the council and say for this particular reason, if that won't work in this area. I don't want to see palm trees on K Avenue, please, any more than they already are. But, you know, he said as an overall policy, he doesn't have a problem with it as long as if there were something unusual that happened.
Well, it's a good thing.
To come to council and ask for a variance.
It's a good thing you weren't here 100 years ago because you were seeing palm trees. And you were seeing palm trees all the way up the Cape Fear River because they were indigenous to this area. Yes, Craig.
Do we have a list of the native plants?
I can probably give you a book that's thick.
Sawatch has a list of about 80 of them you can put in your yard. And that's the only point I was making.
And that's fine.
You have a list of them, and that's...
We could direct them to Ag Extension and the Arboretum, and they could give them dozens and dozens of them that they could choose from.
The reason I ask that is because as a citizen, I would just hate to see the same grasses in every patch, everywhere throughout the town. That's all.
Well, that's true. I would, too. I'd like to see something different than usual. And hopefully something that will hide these horrible boxes we're setting out there. And we can find things that can hide those boxes that didn't come from California or Florida.
Exactly. And Sonny and I have talked about that because we're going to need something sturdier and maybe a sable palm or something that will give us some ability.
Sago palm will die your first year.
To
that close to the border.
The above ground transformers that we're going to have to put there. If you can do it where it's native plants whenever possible, might give it the department had a little more flexibility.
And what I would suggest is the gentleman that I didn't go to, the Island Women went to on this, and he has lists and lists of them, and just have him come out here and look at it.
Is this the same
and give
gentleman
us suggestions
planted
too.
Out here?
He who made suggestions for what went out there, yes.
Hmm. And then we had to rewrite his check from his company to himself, that gentleman?
I don't know anything about that.
No, well, I do. I do. Yes. Okay. I would go along with what Nancy said. That we, leave it up to the department head. Try to use native plants. Try.
So, Emily, do you want to? Is there going to be a proposed policy or something? This is a good idea, but to turn it into something for the staff to follow, it goes somewhere. I don't even know where it would go. I mean, it's obviously not in our building code. It's not in our employee policy manual. So do we have other policies? We have a policy manual that it would just go somewhere in there?
Yeah. We have make a motion that we have a policy that departments use native plants as much as necessary on town property?
Not as much as necessary, as much as possible.
As much as possible.
That's why I think it needs to be written down so we can figure it out, because first short.
And bring it next month?
I think that might be the best.
First short should be native plant. First short should be native plant.
Okay. Water native. And like I said, you go back 100 years there.
That's not true, Dean. Let's not get into
that. Yes, it is.
Okay, y'all can research it and figure out what a native plant is, right? So yeah. I think, if you get something to us in the packet on what you think to go in the policy
sure.
Or fits in, and then we can wordsmith it, right? What?
No. Oh, I withdraw the motion.
Okay. So is this table?
Till next month.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Keener, per request of NCDOT, adopt Resolution 13-14, superseding Resolution 12-3.
As you know, we already passed the 12.3 for $15,000 to put in the walkway north side of K sidewalk. There's been a change request by DOT, a very positive change, in that they are going ready to start perhaps in October with part of the planning. The actual construction will probably be January, and they have changed the plan. Before, it was going to be 15 feet or 10 foot from the yellow, white line that they had plus 5 foot sidewalk. And now decided to put in a gutter and a water system that would take that water and put it into the stormwater system, and which will help the people along the street there. They also will put in about a 3 foot grass area because they need a place to put the post mailboxes and signs, any road signs that we need. And then there will be a 4 foot sidewalk. So which means that now we're not going to the property as far as it was before, and we yet have the curb to stop parking. That was a problem down through there, and to stop the water. And the good news is how much is it going to cost us, because we were supposed to do 50%. That's what started this, and as you know, curbing and stormwater system put it out of the ballpark. But the man said no charge, that they would cover. And so I would like to, we need to pass this.
And now you want $15,000 out of the general fund?
It's already been.
That's the other change that we made here, right? Because back with the first resolution back in 2011,
yeah. Right.
At that point in time, I thought it could come out of the PAL fund. It cannot.
Can this be out of the stormwater fund, though, because it's curb and guttering?
That's a possibility.
I mean, I don't know that it matters, although I would rather it be out of the stormwater
yes.
fund, since
well,
we're fixing stormwater stuff.
That's a real good possibility, it does.
Do we have the answer, or we're not sure?
No, I mean, as long as it's stormwater related.
And gutter and curbing is stormwater related to me, but I don't know what the rules are. I'm asking you, because you're the money guy, but...
As far as I know, there's no, as long as it's a stormwater-related project, it can come out of the stormwater fund. I mean, we look at the auditor, for example, looks at the stormwater fund as part of our general fund.
Okay.
It's just the use is assigned by town council for stormwater projects.
So I'll make a motion we change the last line in the next last paragraph from the town's general fund to from the town's stormwater fund. And then I make a motion we pass this.
Did you understand that? Would you second it?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Good job, Chubb.
You verify. Yes. Discussion and consideration of new business. New e-verify requirements regarding contracts. Reclaim North Carolina Act, SL 2013-418. HB 786.
Yeah, this is an amendment to our policy manual. The legislature in its infinite wisdom, decided that it would override the governor's veto, and they put this miserable bill in place, which is going to create havoc and nightmare for municipal and federal law, but we must comply.
There you go.
Therefore,
there's a key right there.
This says that basically, in regards to any contract or any contracts entered into by the town, formal purchases or construction, we have to have these two clauses inserted in our agreement, which requires the contractor or contractors or sellers or whoever's involved to swear before God and all that the people that work for them are not aliens from outer space, and that they have complied, they are citizens, or they have green cards. So that's basically what this thing's all about.
Which contracts is this covered? New tires for the trucks? You're going to have black tires sign one of these? Once a year or every time, Nancy?
Every time. Every time.
Okay, all right.
And it says that the two, like for instance, the contractor, it says he was complied with Article 2, Chapter 64, that he verified his people are proper. That's fine. That goes in the contract. Or if he has less than 25 employees, he verifies that he is not under this, he has an exemption.
Right.
But in order to do so, he must also have in there to comply that a provision that he is aware of, that if he has falsely verified that, that the contract will be null and void.
So are you going to modify the POs? Is that what you're going to do?
We're going to do a form, I think, that we just attach to everything.
Right.
Okay. That says you sign or check or whichever
one. I've also seen some stuff recently on the finance listserv about actually getting notarized affidavits from vendors, so then you don't do it every single time.
Right.
That's why.
You just keep it on file for your base vendor. Right. That's the same thing. Corey.
You know, the kind of question that comes to my mind is, do we have to do the same thing with Duke Energy? Because they're selling us a service.
Yeah, well, I think you put it on your POs, and when they accept your PO, it's part of the contract, right? So that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. Right. Somebody like Duke Energy, if you use that, we don't have a PO with them. It's just a recurring type of service.
Well, I imagine they're going to end up putting it on their bill that we comply with this act. That'll be one more stupid thing on the back of the bill if you're reading the fine print.
That they'll charge us for.
I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen. So the big companies won't have a problem. It's the 26-person company that doesn't know about it. And once they understand it, it'll be fine. So why? What's the notarized thing? I don't understand that exactly.
That's an affidavit that they actually do that they will give to us that says that they fall into whatever category the over 25 employees that they comply and they use this to verify, or they're under 25 employees and they're exempt.
We have a lot of stuff like this in the business world where you just put it on the PO and then it's in the contract. And then when they accept the PO, I mean, are you saying you're going to have to get paperwork and keep it for every single person? And is the government going to audit that we kept all this paperwork? That's retarded.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that's not what's going to happen, because I'm sure it could, but that seems pretty retarded.
Everybody's grappling with it.
Right. Yeah, so they'll figure it out. Right. So right now, we're just putting it in our, this is a requirement, and the department heads will train on it, right?
And they've all identified and we'll have to work out, because we request certain information from our vendors anyway.
And is this what the league sent out and said, this is what we recommend for all you small guys that don't want to spend all your lawyer money?
School of government,
yeah, okay. So we boilerplate it, right? This is the template. And you're okay with it?
Yeah.
I
think it shows here's businesses that have
25 or more.
And operations in North Carolina.
Yeah,
if they're not in North Carolina, like we buy things from out of state, they're not.
Wow.
Craig, Craig, come on.
Yeah, just another question. Doesn't the back of our purchase order already say we have to comply? You have to comply with all laws.
Yeah, but that's not this good enough for this one, though. No, because they require us to say we comply to this specific one. That's why I think on the back of our PO. Yeah, the legislature
is a special law.
That's right.
It's more special
yeah.
than others.
Yeah, yeah. If they write it that way, that's what you have to do.
Our legislature is trying to do a Homeland Security
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. I make a motion we approve the amendment to the policy manual to meet the requirements of the state legislature.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I would now like a motion to continue the meeting till Friday.
We didn't address minutes. Did you take minutes?
Oh, yeah, minutes.
Oh, which one? Sorry, I didn't know that.
Number eight.
Okay.
Minutes, number eight.
On the town minutes, page 3, the very bottom paragraph.
Which meeting? Sorry. August 20th meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, page 3.
I know that's the only minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Page 3, the bottom, where it starts with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Oh, first of all, never mind. Little things I'll get to. That entire paragraph needs to be rewritten. First of all, the first sentence doesn't even make any sense. This is not a federal law. This was made a law back in the 70s. All they're trying to do is figure out how to enforce it. Nothing in this paragraph is true. So that entire paragraph needs to be rewritten. So I suggest you either get with Jim Dugan, Dean, or me and figure out how, and that goes all the way over to the next page, needs to be rewritten.
So where are the minutes?
From the last paragraph of page 3 to continues on to the first part of page 4.
You want my copy of all my notes, Nancy?
Yeah.
Nancy. Or both Nancy's. Why don't I just give you a copy of my notes?
Well, and you can take them. If you're requesting a change to the minutes, Councilor, okay. On your table.
All of this, well, that entire paragraph, all the way through the next page.
You want that deleted?
Needs to be rewritten. No, needs to be rewritten.
All right.
Let's see. They are referred counsel to them.
Okay. So I'm sorry, the last paragraph on page 3
is not written, needs to be rewritten.
Okay. Good.
These minutes were brief, but now I have the happiest complaints. Okay. Under discussion and consideration of committee business, it says Town Clerk Avery referred counsel to the memo. People reading these minutes, including at least one council member, has no idea what you're talking about. If you would, in 2 to 3 words, explain what that is, and mainly that it was a request for staff to be put on the committee. I don't know how you want to explain it, but that sentence does not make any sense. Okay. Some of this is just grammar and punctuation, which I will give you. Down at the very bottom of the page, the last sentence starts with, the town needs to. Okay, the town. That's page 4. The town needs to look from snapper to swordfish. What does that mean?
The street snapper.
Does that mean we're going to go down there and look from snapper to swordfish? I have no idea at all what that means.
Wasn't that Sonny's?
I have no idea what that sentence means. Okay. Okay. If you could just put something in that sentence to explain what are we looking at? Are we going to go down there and look from one end to the other?
Yeah.
What is that? Okay. Whenever you are talking about, page 5, middle of the page, discussion and consideration of old business, resolution 1312. I request in these minutes and in the minutes you're getting ready to do for this meeting that it's not the Biggert Waters Act. It is the Biggert Waters Flood Insurance. There's another word in there. Act. Anyway, get the entire word in there because what is Biggert's water?
I don't know.
Frankly, I didn't either for the first two or three months I heard that term. If you had said flood insurance to me, I would have known like that what it was. So please include the entire word of the act so we know that it is flood insurance. Okay, page 6, number 3, she thinks the finance officer needs to be a separate position. No, I think he needs to be a separate department, but I'll give you this so you can change it.
So Biggert Waters Act, just to step back for a second, if you Google that, there's only one thing that comes up, which is the Flood Insurance Act. And I think in both New Hanover County minutes, in the newspaper it says Biggert Waters Act. It doesn't say the Flood Act.
Well, I don't always believe everything I read in the minutes. In the newspaper. From what I understand, it's called the Biggert Waters Flood Insurance Act. Or I think it's the Flood Insurance Reform Act.
I understand, Emily. So
it would just be nice if we had terminology in our minutes so that no matter who reads them, understands what they're reading and understands, you know, what is it we're talking about here. Okay, page 6. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think it's the fifth one, Dan. She didn't know there was a management team. I know I say and do really stupid things, but I'd appreciate it if I didn't sound quite so stupid in public.
Is that what you said?
Okay. I'm not going there with you.
Okay, don't go there with you.
Okay.
Can you tell me how that should
okay,
work?
To this day, I don't know what a management team is. Did any of us ever answer that?
How do you want me to word it in minutes?
I don't know. Skip that one. Forget it. Just leave it there. It's not that big a deal. Nobody will read it but me.
No, I think people do read it. I think the issue is we need to decide what our minutes and what I was trying to find out if there's guidance on what it minutes require and don't require. Right?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that even needs. Never mind.
I think it's important. I think we need to give clear guidance to the town clerk and her assistant on what should be and should not be in the minutes. The minutes are designed to allow both the council and the citizens to understand what went on at a meeting. I'm sure there's some requirements on what has to be and has to not be in them. I don't know what they are. I was just trying to Google it to see if there was some guidance on it, and I couldn't find it. So what are the requirements for the minutes?
It is to be written in such a manner that you can understand what took place.
Right. And I think...
Mainly I was asking, you know, what is a management team? Maybe I just felt like I was asking, what is a management team? Some things in here, there's a sentence like that long for a discussion that went on forever. And then in other things, there's this lengthy, detailed thing of stuff that's really kind of trivial. So you're right. I don't know, from a Curie Beach standpoint, I'm not real sure what our policy or guidance is for what goes in the minutes and what doesn't go in the minutes. These particular items just kind of struck me and jumped out at me. And I think mainly I was asking, and I'm still asking, what is a town management team? I still don't know what it is. I guess I haven't gotten an answer yet. And why is it in a job description if we don't know what it is? So If anybody would like to answer that. And if we don't, nobody knows what it is, it shouldn't be in that job description. Okay. I think that's all.
Well, I still don't feel that we gave the town clerk or assistant clear guidance, because I don't know what it is either. Right, so the attorney said you should get the gist of what the discussion was. I read all of these. Now, one, I'm not as attentive to proper English because that's not what my focus in the world is. But I can pull back my minutes from 6 months ago and figure out what we talked about from the minutes, which is what I use them for. But I'm not the only person that uses them. I recognize that we post them on the website so citizens can read them and figure out what's going on. Now, I don't know what the right answer is about guidance, but we do need to help Nancy and Nancy do minutes that meet the needs of the council. That's all five of us, not just me. But I don't know what else to give them guidance on with that.
I can say is if we see something that we feel there's not enough information in here compared to what was discussed.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That things need to be changed.
Yeah. Okay, and I agree with that, right? So when did the packets come out? The week before, right? In the consent agenda,
The Thursday before,
right? So if the meeting minutes are an issue for any commissioner, they should look at them and decide exactly how they want it changed. And you have Friday, Monday, and Tuesday to talk with the staff about your issues. And I think it shouldn't, I'm fine with it's sitting on my desk, here's the change, and I can read through it and either agree with it or not before the consent agenda, right? But I think if it's grammar, word checks grammar as best it can. If it's spelling, okay, word should be checking that. So we should be doing checking and grammar checks with word. That's what they're using to write these up in. If it's specific issues that the commissioner says, that's not what I said, go back to the tape, because the tape is on. So you can find out what you said. And if you sounded dumb, because I've sounded dumb plenty of times up here, and if there's some minutes that I've read back that I look like I'm not very smart, but I'm sure if I went to the tape, that's exactly how I said it. So, okay, that's what I said. And then if it's substantive, then staff should fix it and they should understand why it's substantive so they don't keep doing it. That's all I'm saying is good guidance. I don't know how to give guidance from my standpoint as a user of the minutes, because I have all mine and I can go back and look at them. If someone asks me what we did last August, I can figure it out from the minutes. And that's what I need them for. And I've had citizens come up and ask me questions from the minutes, and their questions seem pretty knowledgeable, so they at least got the gist of it. Now, maybe they came and asked more questions. I don't know. I never asked that before. So, I don't know how to fix it. I don't...
I agree with you on the one thing, and that is that, yeah, if you all will look at your minutes, and if you see something that needs to be changed, just call us up, let us know, let's take a look at it, and we'll try to fix it. Instead of, it does kind of make it a little more confusing when we do it here. It's actually sometimes, let me say this, sometimes we are, like, doing our minutes, and it's like, okay, should I do it verbatim, or should I just try to explain it in my own words,
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, and I think that's the case where, and Nancy was saying about the awful lot of shoreline, that's probably how Jim Dugan said it, and she was just trying to repeat what he was saying.
Well, then that needs to be in quotes. If it's being paraphrased,
I'm just saying, that's my explanation for some of that kind of stuff, we're just trying to figure it out, and sometimes we just got finished typing 12 pages worth of minutes, and maybe we're just tired or something, and we're not, and we do try to check each other's minutes, but at the same time, I don't like to, Nancy doesn't do it to me, I don't do it to her, where we try to say, no, you should have said it this way, unless it's really unclear. And I will say, Nancy gave me these minutes to read for her, and I read them, and I didn't have any problems with them, so I, you know.
Well, can staff supply minutes separately? I mean, how long do y'all, what do you put as your standard to get minutes done? So we get them separately as an email as opposed to the big packet? So you can get feedback on them sooner. I don't know when you guys try to finish the minutes after a meeting.
It depends on how bad the weeks come afterwards, but within 2 weeks.
I mean, if you can just email those out when you're done with them to the five commissioners, you can get feedback sooner and then still meet the packet requirement. And that'll stop us from rehashing this every time, right? I mean, and there's five of us. We're all going to have our little idiosyncrasies, right? So you guys got to deal with five of that, I understand. Because what's important to me is not important to Chuck and vice versa, but you got to fry it in the middle, right?
Hey, Nancy, why don't you go talk to Lynn Caruso tomorrow at Carolina Beach? I think when they do their minutes, it actually records the voice into the and starts typing it for you.
Yeah. Oh my God! I'll sound even stupider.
Not. It, I mean, it doesn't, you know, record the voice, but it's
weekly.
Yeah. I think you just have to put
packaging. People think I'm even dumber than they are.
Or something. And you know, it does voice recognition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
then you'd be going through and cutting out half of it.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's pretty cool.
I would.
If you look at the bottom of our minutes, it states these are action minutes. I mean, we can just put in the motions and nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the actions. Is there any problem? Have you had a problem with the actions, Emma?
No.
Where does it say?
Let me read some. I mean, I hate to keep this over and over and over and over again because it acts like, sounds like I'm being really, really picky. But when I read the Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed a federal law making an awful lot of shoreline and endangered habitat. I don't even know what that sentence means.
making an awful lot about, or making a big deal.
Awful lot shouldn't even be in there, but that's not really what. But that's not what the law does.
We're supposed to correct what the person said.
Well,
or
no,
have
if
a challenge.
If you don't understand it, if one of us says something really, really stupid and you don't understand it, ask us to explain it in terms that doesn't make us sound quite so stupid.
I'm fine with sounding stupid.
We already came up with the answer. We get it 2 weeks in advance,
right.
at least 10 days in advance.
Right.
Each one send us in, but then when it gets in the minutes, we're done.
Right.
Get your corrections all done before the meeting.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, now.
Okay, so do we have a motion to, with those changes, or do you guys want to bring, how do we do this, Nancy?
Why don't you just redo them and we'll pass them
next month.
I mean, it's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Send what you did to us and we'll send changes back so we can approve it next month. Is it required to be approved at this meeting?
No.
No? So good. The way it is right now, email it to the five of us and we will send you corrections. So we can approve it next month.
So don't redo it.
I'm fine with you putting them in, show that they're different. I'm fine with that and send them to us.
Friday. Oh, did that?
So the corrections she gave you,
I'm going to take those.
Show that they're corrections in red or something, we'll send it to us so we know the changes, and then we'll get it back to you. There you go. Yes.
I make a motion that we continue this meeting.
So Friday at what time? What time, Friday?
3 o'clock.
I can't get that early.
What time do
you want?
5. Yeah. I'm leaving town at 4.
4 o'clock?
Well, it's either me or you, so it's either y'all do it early or y'all do it late, and I'll get here. I can't get down here until 6 Friday. So, and it'll take us 10 minutes probably if they're squared away on what they need to do.
6.
Is 6 okay?
I'll leave early Friday.
Too.
Let's do it.
How about Thursday?
I don't think they'll be ready, Sonny and him might not be ready.
You get ready by Thursday?
Sonny, if we don't run into any complications, yeah.
It's still 6 for me.
I've got a meeting Thursday night.
Oh, we have food clinic at town hall from 4 to 7 Thursday.
What about, are you doing the mayor thing Saturday morning?
No, but I'm going to Winston.
Oh, you're going to Winston?
Yeah.
What about next Monday night? Oh, no, I'm traveling all next week. We need to be able to do video conference so we can do meetings at 3 o'clock on call in.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, I mean, I can't get down here. This week is like, you saw I couldn't get here on time. How many meetings have I been late to in the last 2.5 years?
Yeah. Well,
this one, right? So it's just, this is not a good week. So when are you leaving for Winston?
As soon as the day is over, Friday, I mean.
Oh, Friday. What about Friday morning?
Yeah, Friday morning's fine.
7 a.m.
Yeah, can we do it?
Come on, guys.
6:30.
7 or 7:30?
7 o'clock Friday morning.
Come on, man.
7 o'clock Friday.
You're driving all night. Thanks a lot.
You're wrong.
If this takes you to 7:30, you can go take it on that. Right? Yeah. 7 or 7:30?
7:30.
7:30, at least. Make a motion 7:30 Friday morning.
All in favor?
Signal by second.
You don't need me.
Okay, 7:30.
Okay.
We need at least three of us here at 7:30.
You can wear your jammies.
Do you get that, town attorney, 7:30?
7:30.
Can you communicate to the public works director if you need him here?
Oh, yeah.
He'll love that.
Wait a minute. Oh, God.
You aren't having any meetings for real until like 9 a.m. Friday, right?
8:45.
That's perfect. 7:30.
You got to turn right around, go right to
the meeting. Go right to your meeting.
Yeah.
I got to see Dr. Wilson.
Oh. You get an attorney, doctor privilege, right? Make a motion we close the meeting. Thank you, everyone, for helping me out. It's been a long day.
Don't put that in a minute.
That's right, yeah. See, you made me look dumb. You put that in a minute. Everyone told me no. It died for a lack of salt. I know. Hell yeah. Sorry, I couldn't make it to 6:30. I called Grandma to tell me to represent me, so I said,
throw it in the refrigerator. Hold on, let me just turn this off. Stop.